You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. My name is Jack Critchley and I'm delighted as always to be joined by Anthony McGrath, who's been taking a look at the ICC 2020 throughout, and there's a couple of matches on Sunday and one on Monday as well. We're going to start, Anthony, with Afghanistan against West Indies. Now, the prices here on the West Indies obviously simply not backable, 1-8 after their victory sent them through, and Afghanistan, of course, already eliminated. Looking at these markets, where can we get some value?
It's a tough one. This is a game really difficult to judge. As you say, the West Indies have sailed through. They could rest a couple of players ahead of the semi-finals. And normally in a tournament, you do get one of the lesser nations winning a match. Could this be it for Afghanistan? So if you think that's the way, then the value is obviously with Afghanistan. If not, I've pulled out a couple of markets which you can get involved in, but as you rightly say, I don't think you can back the West Indies outright because it's just so short and we don't know about the team news yet.
Obviously, as you say, team news not applicable yet, but is there anyone you'd have your eye on in the West Indies batsmen? Obviously, Chris Gayle last time didn't deliver.
No, he didn't. West Indies, I'd probably look towards Marlon Samuels. He got a 40-odd against South Africa. He looks like he's coming into a bit of form. I think he'll definitely play because he'd not got many runs before that. So I think he'll definitely be a starter. And given the lack of depth in the Afghanistan side, I think he can post a decent score. In terms of the bowling for the West Indies, I mentioned Badri and Sulaiman Ben came in last time with a spin. The game's in Nagpur. I think it'll be a slow pitch. But I think a man who might feature with bat and ball is Dwayne Bravo. Bowled superbly against South Africa. So I think he could be a pick with the bowlers. He mixes his pace and normally picks up a few wickets. And while we're on Dwayne Bravo, I think he's a good shout for man of the match. I think this is one market you can get involved in. And you know, you want someone who's going to contribute with both bat and ball, and he certainly is a man to do that. So if you're thinking the West Indies are going to win this and you're wanting some value, then for me, Dwayne Bravo, man of the match.
And you will indeed be getting value, 9-1 Dwayne Bravo, man of the match. If you fancy him to be the top West Indies bowler, 3-1, which is still a decent price for that. And as Anthony mentioned, Marlon Samuels, top West Indies batsman, 7-2 for that one. But as I said, a game not really one to find value on the outrights, but that's because of what's happened and what's gone before in the tournament. This one, though, the next one, a straight knockout match between India and Australia. This one is a lot more interesting on the outrights, with India at 4-6 and Australia 6-5.
Yeah, this is the one I'm excited about. As you say, it's winner takes all. Both teams not hit the straps yet. Australia probably played a little bit better than India. India have been well below the best and should have really lost to Bangladesh. Australia look a little bit more balanced with Aaron Finch coming back in the top of the order. This is a real difficult one to pick. The game's in Mohali. That's where Australia beat Pakistan. I think they'll use the same surface, so I think it'll spin. And ultimately, I think it'll come down to who've got the best spinners. And for me, with Jadeja, Ashwin, Yuvraj Singh over Zampa and Maxwell, I think that adds up to India. So for me, India will win this game.
Okay, 4-6 if you fancy India to win, if you agree with Anthony on that one. In terms of their batsmen then, Rohit Sharma 5-2 leads the way, and Shakir Dhawan as well 7-2. Anyone else that's taken your fancy from that list?
No, I mean, India's strength is a bat and it really hasn't fired yet. It must fire at some point, and the top three for me, Sharma, Darwin and Kohli, are their main men. I think one of them, if you want to get involved, I'm going to plump for Shaka Darwin. 23 in his last game, just getting going again and got out. But I think top of the order is the place to bat in this game, and he does that. He bats at number two, so I'm going to go with him.
OK, 7-2, Shaka Darwin. Not a bad price on the top Indian batsman. Very quickly, any other markets in this one that interest you?
Yeah, I think in the bowling market for India, I mentioned the spin, Ravi Jadeja, he got two in his last game, India's leading wicket taker, so I'd go with that with him. Mentioned the man of the match market in the West Indies-Afghanistan game. I'm going to plump for one in this game too. I'm going to go with Jadeja. He gets some important runs down the bottom, but as I mentioned, I think spin will play a vital part. And I think he's around 16-1, which is a magnificent value, I think, for man of the match. So, Ravi Jadeja for me there. And in the Australians, Aaron Finch, top run scorer for me, back in the team now, having been left out the first couple of games. He'll open up again. I think that's the best place to bat. And with the ball, Australia's main spinner, Zampa, ball well against Pakistan, picked up 2-4. That'll give him confidence. So I'd head for Zampa for the top wicket taker for Australia.
Okay, Jadeja is indeed 16-1 for the man of the match. Some very decent prices on offer then if you follow Anthony in with those. And finally, on Monday, 3 o'clock UK time, South Africa against Sri Lanka. At the moment, we only have the match betting on this one, but obviously that's because we don't know the outcome of Saturday's match.
Yeah.
But South Africa 4-9, Sri Lanka 7-4 at the moment.
Yeah, it's an interesting this one, because if Sri Lanka beat England today, they'll go to 4 points, which then will keep South Africa alive. If England win today, which I expect them to do, this could be a dead rubber. So I think just wait until you see the result of this game. Irrelevant of that, I still think South Africa will beat Sri Lanka. As I mentioned before, I think this is one of the poorest Sri Lanka teams we've seen for a while. Just quickly on the teams, I think Sri Lanka, as I said, South Africa will win this game. Top batsman when the markets come available, I think Hashim Amla. He scored 58 in one of his games already. Not 5 in the others, but a man of his quality, I think, will come in this game and reap rewards. Imran Tahir, South Africa's, he nearly pulled it off against the West Indies. He bowled magnificently well. 5 wickets already. He only got an economy rate of 5.41, so he's really difficult to play. So I'd have a look there. And with Sri Lanka, the only one I like really is probably Haraf, the spinner. I think, as I mentioned, their seamers are not really potent at all, especially with Malinga in. So I'd have a look at the slow left-arm spinner, Haraf, to be the top wicket taker there.
OK, brilliant. Anthony, thanks very much for your company once again. We will check your bets as we go throughout the tournament, and we'll speak to you very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.